Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
We'll get back in a moment to our lead story today, the coronavirus. But first, a look at the 2020 census, which is underway this week and will help determine how states redraw their electoral maps. That's something that's typically the purview of the political party that happens to be in power. But some states are trying something different this time. At least 17 have committed to using independent redistricting commissions or other non-traditional methods to prevent partisan gerrymandering. One of them is Colorado. Jessica Shipley is leading the effort at the state's nonpartisan legislative council. Jessica, welcome.
Hi, Peter. Thank you for having me.
We're glad to have you. And so you're setting up a 12-member commission, 4 Republicans, 4 Democrats, and 4 independents that will eventually rely heavily on the data that we're getting from this year's census. Tell me more. How will this work?
So we're actually setting up 2 12-member commissions, one for congressional redistricting and one for state legislative redistricting. These 2 commissions will be chosen by 2 different panels of 3 judges each, and they will choose from a pool of applicants, sort of a 150-person pool where they'll choose 4 Republicans, 4 Democrats, and 4 unaffiliated people.
And let's step back from the nuts and bolts just a little bit and talk about why you're doing this. It started with a pair of constitutional amendments passed by Colorado voters back in 2018. Of course, this was a reaction to a debate that we've been having across the country about partisan gerrymandering. Last year, the Supreme Court ruled that it was beyond the scope of the federal courts, so some states are stepping in. What have you heard, just generally speaking, about what voters in Colorado think about why doing this is so important?
Well, I'll tell you that in the past, congressional redistricting has been in the purview of the legislature. And for 8 of the last 10 times we've done this, that plan, there was no agreement on it. It ended up in the courts and the courts decided. I think people just are ready for different input from a different perspective. This has become more in the public zeitgeist. People understand it a little bit more and understand how it doesn't necessarily benefit the people as a whole to make districts that are not in any way competitive.
So the way that you've set this up, 4 Republicans, 4 Democrats, 4 independents, do you think that that's going to eliminate the ability for partisanship to infect the process?
Well, what I can tell you is the restrictions on who cannot be a member of these commissions make an attempt to do that. I'm not a Pollyanna. I'm not going to say that it's going to fix every problem and pull every bit of partisanship out of these things. But no elected officials can apply. Nobody who's worked for an elected official can apply. No lobbyists, no people who have been employed by one of the major political parties. So they've really tried with these constitutional amendments to pull as much of that out as possible. The other thing that they've done with these constitutional amendments is that they've put the responsibility for actually drawing the maps onto nonpartisan staff. Me, my staff, will be responsible for actually creating the maps. And then we can take input from the public. We can take input from the commission to amend the maps. But the initial work is done by nonpartisan staff. I think that's another point. In the past, maps have sort of come into the commission and we don't really know where they're coming from.
As you know, Colorado is a growing state. The population has gone up so much that you might actually get a new congressional district after this census is done. How will that be factored into the work that you're doing, and how much more complicated will it be because of that?
I don't know that it'll be tremendously more complicated. We do believe we're going to get an 8th congressional district, and when it comes time to redistrict, we'll sort of not start from scratch, but kind of start from scratch because we're not allowed to take into account incumbents or current districts or anything like that. We really have to stick with the criteria that are laid out in the constitutional amendments.
Which are what? I mean, what are you looking for when you draw a map so that it's fair?
So the number one thing is population equality. And then we take into account some other things. We want to make our districts contiguous and as compact as possible. We want to take into account political boundaries like counties, towns, things like that. The very last thing that we're allowed to take into account is political competitiveness.
Other states are looking at this. There are new citizen initiatives proposing redistricting reforms in Virginia, Arkansas, Nevada, Oklahoma, and Oregon. Do you think that this is the way of the future?
I think so. I think it makes a lot of sense, personally speaking. As a member of the nonpartisan staff, we have no dog in this fight, honestly. We just want to provide the best information possible. There's less of a tendency to make districts that don't make sense, that, you know, have the weird shapes that
like the one that looks like a dog that spans five different towns.
Now, sometimes you do have to keep take into account that sometimes those strange districts have to do with the Voting Rights Act of 1965, mm-hmm. where they're trying to make sure that, say, a language minority is kept together. You just really want to make sure those people have somebody representing them that makes sense for them.
That's Jessica Shipley with the Legislative Council at the Colorado State House undertaking a new nonpartisan effort to redraw the state's legislative and congressional maps. Jessica, thanks so much.
Thank you, Peter.